Welcome to this, the first podcast in the myths and legends of merry old England. My name's Si, and I welcome you to my fireside. Please pull up a chair, and I'll tell you a story. Now, this one is from where I come from in Nottinghamshire. Now, you may be thinking, ah, Nottinghamshire, you'll be talking of Robin Hood then. Well, actually, no. You see, I think we'll talk about a young lady by the name of Bessie Shepherd. Now, on the way to Mansfield, there's a small stone on the side of the A60. You've probably driven past it 1,001 times and not even realised it's there. But this statue is the murder place of Bessie Shepherd. We go back to 1817. When she'd walked up to Mansfield to find a job. She'd been successful and was walking home when she bumped into a murderer. A gentleman by the name of Charles Rotherham. And he took a hedging spike and bludgeoned her to death. He was down his luck and down his money and wanted something. He didn't know what. Still, to the day of his execution, he didn't know why he'd done it. He just murdered her. Then took her two shoes and her umbrella and left the scene. There he walked until he came to the pub, which was called The Hut, at the entrance to Newstead Abbey. And there he continued to drink. Apparently he had 7 pints that evening. And then he started to walk further onwards, passing Bessie's mother, who was frantically tracing her daughter's footsteps back from Mansfield, for she was late, and at that time she didn't know she would never come home. The following day, the body of Bessie Shepherd was found in a horrendous state, a skull smashed open, her innards outwards, and shortly after that Rotherham was arrested and charged with the murder of Bessie Shepherd. Up until the day of his hanging, he had no reason why he killed her. He just did. Now, at his execution, 20,000 people came to watch the murderer of Bessie Shepherd take a long drop off a short rope. 2 years after, Bessie was laid to rest in Papwick. The people clubbed together and saved enough money for the stone to be laid at the murder site of Bessie Shepherd, and there it remains to this day. Reports have been seen of her floating above the stone, but only when the stone, or something near the stone, has been interfered with. And gentle listener, I'll let you come to terms with that. So if you're driving on the A60 to Mansfield, and you suddenly see a white girl floating just over a small stone, you could have seen the ghost of Bessie Shepherd. Good night. Sleep well.